Forging through layers of abstractions to get at something real is a daily commitment for many a Sawtooth School artist. Their ongoing exhibition, titled Abstractions, features six phenomenal local and regional artists and runs through Friday, March 15th in the Davis Gallery at Sawtooth. The participating artists are Norton Barnhill, Marta Blades, Andrew Fansler, Alex Norwood, Marianne Prack, and Zach Trainer. A broad and diverse representation of abstract art will be on display, including oil on canvas, line drawing, sculpture, and more. Add video, audio, and digital mixed media to that mix, and you enter the abstract world of artist and Sawtooth instructor Zach Trainer. How would you describe Every Time I Break? It seems like a lot of layers in that drawing painting.
Yeah, with that piece, and a lot of my paintings, the people are always breaking apart in some way. Whether their head is breaking off into pieces and floating up, or which it is in that piece, but he's breaking from every side, even to the point where his organs are starting to break. And as they break, they start turning into these floating little islands or terrain. But that idea was kind of about every time I break, it's when I read a lot about the news and what's going on around the world, and you know, both here in America and abroad. And it's just some of the things that people are put through. You know, my heart breaks for these people. And every time I hear that, you know, like people are being oppressed here, or people are dying here, just because they live in this area of the world, they're stuck there. Every time I break, kind of was speaking to that, but also almost like how, even though he's breaking, he's being freed. He's changing into something else. And it's really just making the most of your situation and being aware of what's around you. A little perspective is good for all of us.
Big topics, but you certainly haven't lost your sense of humor. And one of my favorite, this is in a video or animated video format, is, oh, it's called Cubicle.
Yes.
The circumstances of this one, I thought were intriguing.
Yeah, that one's fun. It's a basic animated GIF that I put together when I was working in Boston at the time. I was working long hours, 70 hours a week sometimes.
Doing what?
Websites for colleges and universities across the U.S. It was a custom media department. But, you know, after being there for so long, I hadn't created anything of my own because I'd get out of work. I was so tired and with the time. And, you know, like, I've learned to push through that. But at the time, my way was to take a 15-minute break and take some shots of myself doing these really hard-edged moves in my cubicle in this confined space. And then I just looped it. But, you know, I did some filters in Photoshop and some effects, so it was a little animated, and called it Cubicle. It's just this perpetual motion that you go through, feeling like a cog almost, you know. So I think we've all experienced that at one point. You just, one day you look in the mirror and you feel like, I'm going through the motions here. I need to change it up. And
artist and Sawtooth School for Visual Art instructor Zach Trainer. The exhibit, Abstractions, features six phenomenal local and regional artists and runs through Friday, March 15th in the Davis Gallery at Sawtooth, 251 North Spring Street in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to the artists and their work at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. The Sawtooth School has been the premier community visual arts school in the Piedmont Triad for nearly 70 years, and they provide education in just about every artistic discipline imaginable for all ages, from beginners to those with advanced skills. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.